finished off the Yesoides, the Maskanas of what Kviya Suda was, what the examples of Passover Bekistin are, and how that is relevant to many of the different examples that we discussed, and ramifications that are endless about all different types of foods, and going to have ramifications like Gabi desserts, and everything that we've discussed up until now. But then, tucked away in the end of Simen Kuf Samaches, things start to change. Shulchan Aruch, you get the impression that you're done with Pasavikis and you move on to other things. Kuf Samaches, as we know from this year, is a loaded simen. And then suddenly, the Mechaber in the last Sif, in Sif Yud Zayin, throws a whopper at you. He says, Pashtida nefes betaner, bebasaru bedagin, o begvina. You have this dough-like food that is baked in an oven, and inside of it is meat, is fish, is cheese, mevarech alaya amoitzi ubirkas amozen. So you should now what? You should make a amoitzi and birkas amozen. Zakter amo v'dafka she'afu betanur, specifically where it's baked in the oven, avo b'mashka, below mashka, without a liquid, avo afu b'machvas mashka, but if you fry it, ein levarach alav, ve'ein la'achlo rak toichasuda, that's a suffix, right? Because of some of the discussions we had before with Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban. Okay. What's going on over here? What is this item? So zok the Magen Avraham in Mem Dalet, Basar ubedagin ukiyotzeba. Now you underline this word. Zok the Magen Avraham, afilu lo kava alav. This halacha of Sif Yud Zayin is relevant, even if what? You just took a bite. No kviya suda. Just running out of the house. I just want to what? Just want to take a piece and take a little nib of this pastry with meat inside of it. Then what? That's pas. Make amotzi. Why? What happened to pasav v'kistin? It wasn't pasav v'kistin one of the examples to be a what? A filling? So my schnaf, the filling is what? This or that? Chaber never said anything about what type of filling. Dahanu, talk to Magen Avraham, loy mevatle toiras lechem. When it comes to a stam filling, so what did Rabbi Akiva Eiger tell us? Pasav v'kistin is what? It's pas. Yet there's a tension. Because the fact that what? There's something else inside that pas makes it not pas-like. It makes it not pas-like. It's filled up with all this other stuff. And all these cake-like foods. And that's a cookie. And that's a cake. That's a filling dough. That's not a hamotzi. Masha Enkin, Zokta Magen Avraham, comes the Mechaber and says, Achidish nifla adlam o'oy, that's a game changer. Tucked away at the end of Simen Kof Samaches. Certain foods by nature don't create that tension. Dehein Atzmon Mozen, Masha Enkin Peris, but I agree when it comes to fruits, the Havik Kinuach, that is just a what? A refresher, a snack. Ein Siv Zayin, V'chein Mashu B'shul D'Giborim, Ken Kaz V'shlo, V'tzarachin, V'chei mikan noig in likach pasakum shekurin knava v'oiblish v'kimcha ikar v'uavu maisataner. Oh. Zok to Magen Avraham, that's pas. Zok to Taz. And the rabbi said, the Magen Avraham is not a crazy chiddush. Otherwise, how do you understand the Mechaber? Mechaber says this is not possible kistin. It's hamoitzi. Zok to Taz, in Sif Katan Chaf,
The doctor Sha'alfa Batana, near the Kosov Zeman Besha Koshal, Lama Kosov Kandam of Varach Hamoitzi, Bahach Pashtida, Ule El Masi, the Yerushamayim, Lo Yochal of Tuchazuda, Venichale, the Kan Meir Bafia Blay Mashka.
Okay, good. That's talking about the Rabbeinu Tam issue.
Ubesefer Emek Bracha, Ra'isi Shemechalik Bein Miloi. Besamim lemiloi baser v'dogim. Mitam the baser v'dogim boim lelapis apas. V'alkerch avatofel apas. Masha inka bepiris. V'loi kiven al nochon. To abeisir zekazet the zeh adin b'shem ha'igir. V'zelo shono afagav the baser v'dogim gvina ikir mevarchon ole amoitzi. Demin dogin choshev. V'siyim the baser chamishas aminim v'azli. Shema minod lo chashiv le baser v'dogim le tafel. Demkein lo yotzuk letam the chashiv is dogin v'eminim. V'alkerch nir lani as daiti. This is the Taz's pshat. To lo niskav yu yofa b'zeh. El Devada Yesh Bezet Din Kisnin. This is regular din. Pasul with Kisnin. I don't care what they're filling in. V'kava Suda Mevarach HaMoitzi. V'al Zeh Komer Da'ach Pashtida Zu Afilu Kava Suda Hava Amina Da'ach Pashtida Afilu Kava Suda Yevarach HaMoitzi Mikoach Debasar Iker Kamash Malon Deloi. Taz says, no, you burnt the mechaber wrong. What's the Taz saying? I would have a half a minute that what? That even if I'm koveya suda, what? I'm really eating what over here? I'm eating meat. I'm eating fish. There happens to be a little bit of pastry here. But therefore what? I should never, the koveya suda over here should never what? Kick in to be a hamoitzi. Kamash malon. That's not true. And even though you have a chash of a zach inside, it's still a regular din of pasul of kisnin that goes back to the regular rules and regulations of membeism and aleph. That what? Ikova suda le. When you have kviya suda, it becomes hamoitzi. I frek the taz. V'afagav the lo zocher kan. B'shulchan aruch the mayra shikova suda. I. He doesn't say, he doesn't stipulate here, I'm talking about a situation where what? He's Kaveya Suda, and that's the Chiddush of the Mechaber, which sounds like the Magen Avraham. Ein b'kach klum. The Yibba Shulchan Aruch Lashmienu, the Ein b'zeh din kisten, v'yesh chilik bein milei basal, milei besamim, havala lashmienu zeh le'el b'din kisten. If this was on the Mechaber's Kavona, to tell me, by the way, Passover b'kisten has its limitations, and doesn't apply to meat, doesn't apply to fish, doesn't apply to serious gvina, then what? Then why didn't he say this all the way back in Siv Zayin Siv Ches? Why did he wait until now? Says the Taz. Elabar de ein chilik the kamosher basar v'dogim bal nalafis apas kan bas peres nalafis apas. Everything's all the same. Boysai, we have a machloikis on our hands of the Magen Avraham and the Taz that's going to affect potentially blintzes, cheese blintzes, that's going to affect deli roll, that's going to affect potentially, and hold off, Rabbi Yisrael, I'm going to say, Franks and blankets, that's going to affect cheese snappers. Give me a second. I'm getting there. Give me a second. All these things. What is the difference in a bereka and a beef Wellington? What's a beef Wellington? Yeah. Isn't that a type of meat? Yeah. A meat and dough? Oh, beef Wellington? Where they serve that? Places.
It's like a home cooked.
They make the pastry. It's a pachka.
Yeah.
So how do we paska? How do we do it?
What?
I know. I just don't know. Like, what isn't that like cheese blintzes? Oh, actually, cheese blintzes is wrong. I'm not ripping in you. Cheese blintzes is wrong. Forget cheese blintzes. Cheese blintzes is not a dough. It's not a dough. It's not a dough. Why not? How is it made? I don't know. I don't know how it's made. We're talking about baked items.
Anytime you're
cooking in an oil or you're deep frying in an oil with these things, that's a game changer.
Yeah, I guess the bregla, yeah. It's like a sort of a
Yeah, like a deli roll, but it has potato inside. It's not like so
kosher
inside. I don't know. Does that
matter? Oh, some have cheese and potato. Let's see. Let's see.
Can Rabbi just explain again how Taz got out of
He said, he does it. He says that must be. He says,
but if he said this to Blank, then why would he wait until now?
No, if he was saying that even without Kviyas Sudan, he was giving an exception to rule possible of a Kisnin, like the Magen Avraham, you should have said it in Siv Zayin, Siv Ches. Why did he say it in Siv Yud Zayin? Sokta Mishnah Brura.
Did the Magen Avraham say, I'm sorry, I didn't see it, did he say that it's because of the
No. He was talking about something else there. He was saying that he went on to be telling me not Lagabi this day. Yeah. Zokta Mishnah Berurah. So Rabbi Sai, I'll be honest with you. When I originally learned this halacha, I always assumed that for many years I went with this. I was very makbid. First of all, how do we pass on halacha? Talk to Mr. Brurim of Arach Le'arotzi. Hainu afilu b'deloi kava alayu. B'loi dami l'pasu b'kisnin. The perishu pasu mulu b'perishu b'tavlan amavur b'siv zayin. Why? The shiny hosam de'en asuyin el l'kinua chasuda. That's just a snack. Masha enkein pashtida shemula b'basar derach l'ochel and ravon. Person eats it when he's hungry. U'gedei l'spoa. V'avikum o'shar pas u'basar k'sha'ochel ke'echad. V'nir pashin. By the way, Near Pashit, the Masuin Rikikim Ktanin, Umuv Urim Bahen, Ptitim Shel Basar. So, first of all, says the Mishnah Berurah, he sounds like he's paskening like the Magen Avraham, which is a game changer, Chevron. Deli roll. However, I always assumed that that meant any time that there was meat inside of it, you got to wash. And therefore, I was Machmir by Franks and Blanks. Until I saw this Mishnah Berurah again. Like, about 2 or 3 years ago. And I realized that I think the Franks and Blanks fall into what the Mishnah Berurah is about to say. Listen to them carefully. The Nir Pashim. Dima suyim rikikim ktanim umuvurim bem titim shal basar. V'nikor she'ein asuyim kiyim likinuach achar asuda. Dino mamish kepas shemu'ur v'peris ushar mene mesika. De'enum avarach aleu berkas amazim b'delo kavalai. Meaning, even in these situations where it has a serious miloy that looks like a meal food, talk to Mishnah Berurah, if it's clear that it's just a snack, if it's clear that it's not the ikar zach, so then what? You could also be makel according to the Magen Avraham by Peshtida. Therefore, one could argue, and I'm not going to tell you everyone agrees with this, one could argue that a frank and blanks is just a snack, and one could argue that the pizza snaps would also be. But I don't think that that's always the case. A lot of times people have pizza snaps. My kids take the pizza snaps as their meal.
I've never met anybody who eats Franks and Blanks for dessert. He's talking about dessert.
No. It's not dessert.
He says
that's because it's not a... I got it. But the point is that it's not a it's not a meal food. That's what he means.
I think he's partially talking about dessert.
So he's only by sweet things. Yeah. So what's he talking about? He's talking about the context of pashtida. What are the examples? Basar, dogim. Who's having that stuff for dessert?
Why can't he be talking about mini babka bites?
Babka bites is for sure pasul kisnin. I understand. That's a sweetener. Think about what the context is. We're saying pashtida stops where what? Where it's a meal like food. So anytime you're having busted of a dog and you're having serious miloy, that's for sure the meal. So now he's trying to say, but if it's considered for sure lekinuach, so then it's not going to happen. So if a person just chaps around, he's in the kitchen and his mother's making some meal and he just chaps, or before the Purim Suda, the person chaps around the Franks and Blankets. I don't know. Maybe one could argue that that's now likinuach. It's not sitting out to eat a meal. He's not stressing the fact that he's eating as a dessert. Dessert is not dessert. Dessert means it's not a meal-like food. Now, Rabbi Isai, I want to just point out over here, and there are some Rabbonim that think like this. This whole concept this whole distinction might shed light, and some people think so. Although I was of the opinion earlier in Sif Zayin and the Bir Halachas earlier, that I thought that the Mishnah Berurah was not siding with the Maamar Mordechai. This very much sounds like the Maamar Mordechai. Chevra, he's making a distinction between a meal food and a non-meal food. Now again, albeit he's not trying to say all possible vikisnins, but this is very much like the Maamar Mordechai's rationale. That, what is this? Is it a snack or not? And therefore he's going to make a distinction, even within the Magen Avraham, by Pashtida, that what? This is not a meal food. Now everybody's saying, now we go back to all, give me one second. So this is the practice of many poiskim to be machmir when it comes to pashtida.
So deli rolls, kosher wash.
Yeah.
Why, one second. Why is it a meal like food?
He said there are foods that it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be like.
Deli roll is like a Frankenblade for me. I feel.
He said 100%.
So then I think you should be mocked by Franks and Blanks.
It's like fireworks.
No one's passing around the other.
One second.
That's true. I'm saying,
Everybody wants to talk about pizza. Where did pizza start from? When it comes to pizza, the whole Masaira of this one slice versus two slice that you've all heard of comes from a statement Baal Peh from Rav Moshe Feinstein. And Rav Moshe thought and was told about pizza. The way Rav Shechter says over is that he never saw pizza, is that he didn't know what pizza was. I don't know. Or at least generationally then, it was considered a snack food. So it was a tzad that by you can make a chiluk between one slice or two slices. Now again, Rabbi Yisai, now you have to add into the cheshbon. You now have a miloy. And again, yes, it's not surrounded and cornered on all sides like my Musa Shmuz last night inside the dough. But there is an additional element that you're adding to the dough over here of the cheese, which gets into a shayla of pashtida. So Rav Shechter thinks that that's just straight up. A person takes a bite of pizza, you're already in the Magen Avraham territory, you have to wash. To add on to that, Rabbi Yisai, generationally, societally, that bizman hazeh, people don't snack on pizza. And again, that's only if you're willing to hold, right? Now, would that now depend on the Maamar Mordechai versus the Shulchan Aruch? So now we could break it down. Let's think. According to the Maamar Mordechai, Lefi, the Maamar Mordechai, right? If you were in a matzav years ago that one slice was considered a snack, right? You have to remember there was a time in Rabbi Yisai that pizza costed 50 cents. Right now it's what? It's like $4 a slice. It's crazy, right? You better believe that that's a meal food. You're taking out a mortgage for that. Your mom's this is a real deal. This is like a real decision. You have to call your financial advisor before you go out to the pizza shop. Not normal. But Lamaisa,
according to the Mechaber, according to the Mechaber, what? It would be possible to kiss, then you could. I'm sorry. Yeah. No, I'm saying, according to the Mechaber, before Yud Zayin, right? Before Yud Zayin, you would say it was one of the examples of Pasuvah Kistin.
Which one?
That's all assuming that you hold Miloy. That's all assuming that you hold, like, the Tas. Once you hold, like, the Magen Avraham, even that side in the Mechaber, in the three Shitas, is wrong. Okay? But if you hold, like, the Maimer Mordechai, you don't even need that Cheshbon. Back in the day, maybe it was a meal food, and then I was making like the Taz. It was a snack food, and then I could be making. Oh, I think the story has it. Rosalva Belovsky holds like the Maimer Mordechai. So I think the story has it. He once said that he was in a store in Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, I think the Minig Mor is like the three Shitas of the Mechaber. Except for Shlomo Zalman.
Israel might be different.
So I think a kid like walked up to Ursulowski, went over to wash his hands, you know, but he was having a slice of pizza, and a kid walked up to him and he was just like, no, lo tzarech li'tol yadayim. And he's like, okay, this is a major machlok, this is a Maimer Mordechai, and what you're debating right now is machlok, the Maimer Mordechai, and the Mechaber, and if I hold it to mule foods, then yeah. So I had this exact maisa years later in the Burgers Bar, in Yerushalayim, in the Old City, right? If you look in the Burgers Bar in Yerushalayim, in the Old City, they say, and there's a sign, anyone know what I'm saying?
Mizonos.
Mizonos rolls. The burgers. The mamash the challah. Mamash the challah. And again, some kid, you know, walked up to me like, what are you doing? That's wrong. You read the sign. Like Shkaya. Read the Shulchan Aruch. So again, this is the same debate that we had with yesterday with the rolls on the planes. Again, it's not, but Lamaisa, these things are not simple. And to be honest, it's better to stay away from me from the Franks and Blanks and the deli roll. Again, I'm not convinced. I don't think Moshe Mordechai is totally wrong. I'm not convinced totally about the Franks and Blanks. I could hear the svar. I'm also not 100% convinced about the cheese snaps. You know, my kids, one of their days of lunch, my wife packs them instead of pizza. One day it's pizza, one day it's noodles, and one day it's a whole thing of pizza snaps. That's mamash a meal. So according to Magen Avraham, it's a shayla. Is there anything to rely on? Can you be mako? Yeah, the Taz. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't sign with that. So to now say that there's bechlal no shayla, and it's a dover pashit, it's bechlal, it's not pashit at all. So that's what mamash, you finish the entire simen, and then you get to cheese fillings, you get to basa, you get to dogim, you get to all of these more intense fillings into the miloy category, and you realize that which you think was a dover pashit, you know, and it was never a dover pashit, because we have no idea what the Mechaber holds, my Mordechai versus the Beis Yosef. But even while we thought that there were only two shitas, it's a game changer once it comes to pashtita. So I believe, and this is the way I'm noig, and we could start your, this is a nice intro to your question answer. But I'm saying I believe we could maybe have a question answer on possible kissing, because this is a good time to be goimer. Such siyat d'shmaya, how this, I kept on pushing possible, and then that's what the Rebbeinu Shlom says, I'm going to give it to you. So Lamaisa. So Lamaisa, I think that you should wash on pizza.
What happened after Mass?
Oh, I told you the end of the story. Afterwards, we've been WhatsApping, and then I told him, I sent him that sign from the Zos HaBracha, and I sent him the truth of Rav Moshe, that Paskin's like the Magen Avraham, and all of these things. And then he said, yeah, but in Eretz Yisrael, we're more Mako, we don't hold like a Moshe. I said, okay, fine. First of all, half of your customers are from America. And then he said, I want to hear what Rav Schechter says. And I walked over to Rav Schechter. I told him the whole Maisa. I told him the whole story. And Rav Schechter said, absolutely. He says, of course you have to wash. He says, there's no question. And then I wrote it back, and he says, thank you.
What about your Rabbi from KBY?
I don't know. I didn't speak to him. I have to speak to him. I want to hear his cheshbon. I don't know. I can't speak on his behalf. I spoke to who I spoke to. I think that you should wash. And Rabbi said, I think you should wash my pizza. And I think that these are all these other things that we eat with the meat fillings are very serious shilas. I could hear franks and blanks. I've been hemming and hawing whether or not, you know, that might be like lekinuach of the Mishnah Berurah. Franks and blanks? No, I don't think so. I think it is. What? Why isn't it? It's like it's a dough. No.
So I think
it'd be amotzi. It would be amotzi on its own.
No.
If I would just have
the. Then it'd be amotzi for you. It'll be
amotzi
for us.
Wait, when is it Berurah?
If you would take first of all,
it's puff pastry. It's like.
Not why is it not a dough? What's not dough about it?
It is. It's just like
flaky. Explain to me what you're saying.
Knish, wash, pasha.
Yeah. It's like that type of dough.
What? It's baked. It's baked flour and water. What's the difference? You're not cooking it.
You're washing out a knish hot steam.
Getting that.
Not yet. Hot dog.
The texture, the amount. What makes matzah look different? It's big.
Wait, but
why isn't deli roll more mustard when you cook it? It's made. It's like
it's not more roux. That's balafis. I put it on top.
Oh, you're cooking it with while the mustard's there. I mean, it's raw dough, and you're putting it in, then the mustard is.
No, that's being more roux into the dough.
It's just a matter of making
Mila. No, that's a separate category of matzah lukistin. He was asking Mu'ura of the Rambam. It's not. You're putting it on top. It's like pizza.
Inside.
Mustard is not the same as cheese.
Deli roll.
It's
inside.
Slow down. There's Mu'urav, which means it has to be mixed within the dough, like a cake. And then there's miloy. So what's the miloy over here? The meat. So that's the shiloh.
Why can't you say mustard is the same
as... I'm not saying every mu'urav is a malafis. There's a difference between dough that's mixed together, right, that has sugar inside the dough. That's not any more dough. It's not bread. It's now cake. It's a cookie. Versus something that I'm spreading on top.
If you're spreading, it's not possible.
Before we got to Bashida, then why won't mustard also be considered meal?
It maybe is.
So then maybe then.
But it's a pashtida.
But it's also deli. It was if you say that mustard is meal, then before you put the meat in, it's already.
Before pashtida, I would have said it's a miloy. It's a miloy with. I don't need mustard. It's a miloy with meat.
But if you say meat with meat is hamotzi, then the mustard...
You're going back and forth. I don't understand. Meal with meat is a problem. Otherwise, it's possible to kiss the mizonos.
But if it was... I'm saying if it was mizonos before you added in the meat...
Everything is mizonos before. That's why we're putting the brakes on here. We're not treating this like normal possible to kiss them. Why? Because it's pashtita.
So the case
I don't think deli roll is anything more than pashtita.
What the case of the meat, the dough in the pashtita is what kind of dough? Hamotzi dough or no?
It's possible to kiss
it. The dough itself, meaning that if it was sweet and I filled it with meat, it would be hamotzi?
If it was sweet and I filled it with meat? What? Because of pashtida.
Yeah,
why?
Pashtida.
That doesn't uproot the other rules of pashtida kissing. It just says
yes,
it does. It's not in the pocket.
Yes, it does. The Magen Avraham says the meat now creates a tension with the dough. That's
maybe
a problem.
Dough is not dough?
Dough is dough. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Pasav of a Kistin is pas. But I'm treating this like a lower level step because of these three categories. Or because of the Myron Mordechai says because it's a snack food. Says the Magen Avraham, but not when it's with meat.
Then it becomes
pas. And it becomes pas. Then it's, actually, we should rephrase that. Then it stays pas. Then it stays pas.
Then it returns.
Yeah. Then that pas never gets diminished. The tension of pas is still a point. So Rabbi Isai, I think when it comes to all of these things, deli roll for sure, franks and blankets, mesopok, pizza, all these things are very serious shilas in terms of being hamotzi when it comes to these things.
Rabbi said the chalek being wanted to only because he thought it was a snack.
That's a shiloh. That's the question.
Did Rebbe hear
that's the question.
Moshe, he had his slices thinner back then. Rebbe heard that before? I heard that.
No.
Lower East Side.
Which of the... Rebbe said that pizza would be one of the three categories from Chaber. Which one?
Miloy.
How? Like a pocket?
Yeah. That's what I said. I don't think you need... The way I understood was you don't need necessarily
that it to be like mamish a pocket. It means it's subordinate to a cheese. It doesn't matter if it's enclosed or not. That's what it's acting as a milah. That's what, the dough. The dough is holding the it's attached with
the,
it's filled in with cheese on top.
It's not really a case.
What?
It's not really a case.
I'm applying it to the case of milah.
Even if it's less than.
Otherwise, you're saying you have bread with cheese on top. Then of course you have to wash.
Meaning, so we pass in afilu b'delo kabbalayo. Meaning, if you come home.
As long as it's baked. As long as it's baked and not cooked, and anything.
Yeah,
not a bit of kazayas. It's pas.
No, for
beer kazayas. Oh, beer kazayas.
Yeah. Beer kazayas for together.
Kazayas,
not just the.
What?
Can it be kazayas with the meat also? Can it combine?
No, you need kazayas pas.
What about mozzarella sticks?
I don't think so. Mozzarella sticks is just breadcrumbs on top of cheese. Yeah, yeah.
But if it's
like schnitzel,
crackers in it
would be different.
Yeah, yeah.
Like wrap
cracker and meat. The meat would not affect the cracker. But if it has to be, it has to be changed.
What?
The
I don't think so. I think they're deep fried. I think they're cooked. Clever. Everything we're saying, the Bir Halacha writes earlier. I have to find the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha writes earlier that this is not applicable. We don't cheshbin and say that now, according to Rabbeinu Tam, now everything that you cook. I think we're makel when it comes to cooked items. That's where the Bir Halacha writes. There's another Taz that's makel like that. Yeah, that's what the Rambam is saying over here. But I think the Bir Halacha writes that, the Feirish. Anyone can find that Bir Halacha, maybe it's in Sif Zayin or Sif Ches. He quotes a Taz that he says that if it's cooked, then you don't, then everyone agrees, even if it's a pashtida type thing, even if it has cheese, then you could be makel.
If it's cooked, the Mishnah Berurah says if it has liquid, are you saying with liquid?
Yeah, like deep fried. Like deep fried. Yeah, question.
Mishnah Berurah says like the Magen Avraham. How is he like Magir when it's like, if it's literally pus, how is he Magir that it's a snack? Like, which friend?
You're saying, I think he the Magen Avraham, again, you have to look at the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is saying there are certain foods that it's clear that this remains pas because it's a serious type food. Your mamish, you're sitting there eating meat like, entities. So the mela, that creates that tension that you can't call this a snack. But says Mr. Brewer, if your mamish having something with some cheese inside, then it's just a little snack or it's just like yinuach, so then that's not going to apply.
What?
You understand? So, Rabosai, I, Sammy.
Rebbe told me to watch.
Uh-oh.